This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. Delhi Chief Minister Arvind Kejriwal has been arrested by the Enforcement Directorate. This was informed by Delhi Minister Saurabh Bhardwaj in a social media post. ED had named Mr. Kejriwal in the Delhi liquor policy-linked money laundering case and had sent 9 summons to him. The arrest came hours after the Delhi High Court refused to grant protection to Kejriwal from any coercive action by the agency. An ED team reached his residence this evening and carried out searches. He was arrested thereafter. The Election Commission today made public a data set of electoral bonds, including their numbers, that can help match their purchasers with the political parties that received the funds. The separate lists of donors and recipients were published by the poll body on its website after the details were submitted to it by the State Bank of India after the order of the Supreme Court. The State Bank of India was the only bank authorized to sell and redeem the bonds, which were first issued in March 2018 and were being sold until the scheme was declared null and void by the top court last month. The Election Commission said it has uploaded the data on electoral bonds on its website as received from the SBI on as-is-where-is basis. Union Minister of State for Information and Broadcasting L. Murugan will contest from Nilgiri's Lok Sabha seat, while former Telangana Governor Tamilisai Soundararajan will fight from Chennai South seat. The BJP today released the third list of nine candidates for the ensuing Lok Sabha polls. State BJP Chief K. Annamalai has been fielded from Coimbatore Lok Sabha constituency. Earlier, the party had released the names of 267 candidates for the general elections. India has launched Operation Indravati to evacuate its nationals from Haiti to the Dominican Republic. In a social media post, External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar said that 12 Indians have been evacuated today. He said the Government of India is fully committed to the security and well-being of Indian nationals abroad. Dr. Jaishankar also thanked the Government of the Dominican Republic for their support. In Punjab, the death toll due to consumption of alleged illicit liquor in two villages, Gujra and Dandoli, of Dirba area in Sangrur district, rose to 8 today as 3 more victims succumbed in hospitals. The opposition parties, including BJP, Congress and Shiromani Akali Dal, are strongly criticizing the state government for the incident. The leader of the opposition, Pratap Singh Bajwa, rebuked Chief Minister Bhagwant Singh Mann for his failure to fix responsibility for the tragedy and seek the resignation of Excise Minister. On the other hand, BJP spokesperson S.S. Channi and State SC Morcha Vice President Paramjit Singh Kant said both Chief Minister Bhagwant Singh Mann and Excise Minister Harpal Singh Chima should immediately step down. This unfortunate incident is a clear indication of failure of the state government at all fronts, they added further. Sangrur is the home district of the state chief minister. The National Investigation Agency, NIA, today charged 3 persons engaged in conspiracy, fabrication of explosives and IEDs, and fundraising for the global terror organization ISIS. The charge sheet was filed before the NIA Special Court, Patiala House, New Delhi. In a press release, the agency said the accused were actively involved in promoting anti-India agenda of the proscribed terror outfit. It said the NIA had seized incriminating material related to the manufacturing of explosives and fabrication of IEDs, along with propaganda magazines. The agency said investigations revealed that they were also involved in promotion of its extremist and violent ideology. In UP, in the Dungarpur case of District Rampur, all the accused, including former Cabinet Minister Azam Khan, were acquitted in another trial today. In the Dungarpur case, 12 cases were registered against Azam Khan and others. Earlier in one of these cases, all the accused have been acquitted, while in another case, Azam Khan had been sentenced to 7 years of imprisonment and a fine of 8 lakh rupees. The Haryana police has recovered 596 kilograms 200 grams marijuana valued at 89,43,000 from a canter seized near village Gulalta on Sikrawa Road in Nuh district. And with that, we end this news bulletin.